Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Big game tonight, and we're going to start talking about it now, Rob. The Kansas City Chiefs hosting the Los Angeles Chargers. And, Rob, both of these teams are among the best in the league. At least those are the expectations. We know the Chiefs are always there. Now, you know, certainly maybe they have an off year. I don't see it coming. But they have been one of the top teams in the league for the last 4 years, and have made the AFC title game, in fact, the last 4 years. The Chargers, a talented team, but Rob, let's face it, this isn't the only year. Now, they're getting more hype this year than ever in recent memory, but they've been hyped a few years, Rob, lately, and they've disappointed. They've only made the playoffs once in the last 8 years, and so they are expected, though, to be one of the top teams. Both of these teams have incredible quarterbacks. You got, obviously, Patrick Mahomes, the best quarterback in football for my money. And then Justin Herbert, who is a hot young prospect, but more than a prospect. He's in his third year, and he is great in his own right. If you remember, Rob, his first game, which he had to be as stunned as the rest of us, his first game when Tyrod Taylor, there was malpractice, if you will, on the part of the Chargers.
The doctor collapsed
his lung. And he couldn't play. And Justin Herbert, the rookie, gets thrown in just out of the blue. and plays tremendously. They lose a tight one to the Chiefs. That was a few years ago, but Justin Herbert, one of the top quarterbacks in the league as well. And so, Rob, I want to throw this at you. This is a big game for both teams, but who do you think it's bigger for? Like, who needs the win more, or who would the win be more beneficial to, you know?
Well, I don't think it's the Chargers have to win from the standpoint that they're on the road playing Kansas City. They're underdogs, 4.5-point underdogs. They don't have their best receiver. To me, Kansas City has to win. They're overwhelming favorites to win this game. If they were to
have 4.5 points,
yeah,
but at home,
but
against you get three at home,
right? But it's more than your average three. It's 4.5, and it's also a team that people have expectations for, as far as the Chargers, for them to come to your yard and beat you without their best receiver. And also, you remember, the Chiefs are coming off a big win where they blew out Arizona. Patrick Mahomes had 5 touchdowns. So if they have a letdown where they struggle offensively, or Mahomes has 2 or 3 picks or something like that, I think that would look bad. I think they are supposed to win. And the Chargers get extra points if they go in and win. If they lose, nobody says, oh, their season's over. Oh, my God, they lost to the Chiefs in Kansas City after winning week one. They won their first game. They would be 1-1, and nobody's expecting the Chargers to go undefeated. So I think that it is for Kansas City, they need to keep up the momentum that they knocked off another good opponent. Coming into the season, Chris, when you looked at their schedule, you thought, wow, they got a couple of really tough games to start the schedule, right? Arizona isn't that great, but they won, what, 10, 11 games last year.
They made the playoffs last
right.
year, yeah.
So then you got the Chargers that didn't make the playoffs, but they lost in the very last game of the season not to make the playoffs, and there are high expectations for them. So you look at their schedule, and don't they play like who else, the Packers or somebody, or no, Tampa Bay?
Chiefs?
Yeah, don't they play Tampa Bay? And they got like the first 4 games are tough.
Right. Well, look, you make some good points. I do think it's a big game for both teams, but I think it's bigger for the Chargers. And I'm going to tell a little story to illustrate why. Rob, when I was 14 years old, I played my father in a game of 1-on-1 basketball. Now, he had been beating up on me for my whole life in basketball. So for him to beat me, wasn't a big deal, right? You know, I always beat my boy. You know, this ain't no big deal. But for me to beat him, I beat him! And Rob Parker, I ran in the house with the basketball in my hand, yelling, screaming, Mommy! Terry! That's my younger brother. I beat Daddy! Terry! I beat Daddy! It was so embarrassing for my dad, he never played basketball again. But for me, it was life-changing. I had finally arrived. Why? Because I was a son beating his father. And it's whether it's a son and a father, or a little brother and a big brother, it's always bigger for the son or the little brother, and the Chargers are without question the little brother.
Chris, they beat them last year in Kansas City.
Yeah, but because they beat them the last 2 years in Kansas City. But because they failed to follow up and make the playoffs, nobody thinks anything of it. Okay, they beat the Chiefs. Okay, they couldn't even make the playoffs.
No, but I mean, it's not
a big deal.
But you're making it like your story you just gave was when you finally beat your father. They've beaten the Chiefs before.
Yeah,
so it's not that.
It is that, because the Chiefs are the team that's won the division the last 6 years. The Chiefs are the team that's been
to
the
AFC title game
the last 4 years.
But the division's not on the line tonight.
The Chiefs are the team with the recent Super Bowl victory. The Chiefs are the team that put up a league-high 44 points just a week ago and won by a league-high 23 points just a week ago. You and I remember when the Chiefs were garbage. To the Chargers, to these young cats on the field, all they know is, man, the Chiefs, they just bully us. They're the best team in the AFC year after year, or at least one of them. They're to the Chargers, the Chiefs are the Brady in the AFC East, LeBron in the Eastern Conference, Jordan in the whole NBA in the 90s. So if they win and they're different now, they spent the whole offseason getting ready to beat the Chiefs. We got Khalil Mack. We added Kyle Van Noy. We added J.C. Jackson, game time decision tonight. Is he out, J.C.? He's playing. Okay, there you go. All these additions, they spent like $200 million in the offseason to beat the Chiefs.
Chris, in the playoffs, maybe, but not a must win in week two.
They need to show.
No, they do not. They've already beaten them.
Yeah, but they don't follow up.
No, but you can't.
So what, you beat them?
But you can't.
You don't follow up.
No, but that to say that they have to win tonight and it's bigger for them tonight.
I'm not saying they have to win. Neither one of them has to win.
No, but I'm just saying if you're Kansas City.
What's Kansas City get from a regular season W?
Nothing. It would be like, why you let them come to your home? You let them come to your stadium.
They've without done it their, twice, as you said.
Without your top, without
been a
their
big deal,
without their top receiver, and you're overwhelmingly the favorite. 80% of the
people. Overwhelming. Four and a half points, Rob.
I'm talking about 80% of the money is on the Chiefs tonight.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean they're over.
Yes, it is overwhelming.
Is the point?
No, it ain't. It's
people
the money.
Are saying,
it's
people
the money.
Are saying the Chiefs will beat them by more than four points.
It's the money. Everybody believes that they will win. If they don't win, it'll be a huge upset tonight.
I would not be surprised.
That you're not saying anything.
The Chargers win.
What does that mean, Chris? I will not be surprised. What does that mean? So you're not committing.
It means, let me, it's English.
Help me out.
I will not be surprised if the Chargers win.
Is that what that means? Yeah, I don't. That's not.
Actually, it does. It means I won't be surprised
if
the Chargers win.
That's non-committal.
If you stop interrupting, I'll finish my statement. I will not be surprised if the Chargers win.
That's non-committal.
I would be absolutely stunned if the Chiefs blow them out.
Chris,
I would be stunned if the Chiefs blow them out.
But you haven't said, who's winning? Who do you got, Kansas City?
I just said, what do you mean I haven't said anything?
Who's going to win?
I think the Chiefs are going to win a close game.
Okay.
Fine, but don't act like I didn't say anything when I said I wouldn't be surprised.
That doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. No, it doesn't.
I won't be surprised.
No, it doesn't. It means absolutely nothing.
Have you ever been surprised in your life?
No, but when you say that about a game.
No, here's what you say,
Rob. No, here it is. No, hear me out. When you say that, you give yourself both sides.
I'm not trying to give myself out.
No, that's what it means.
I'm just having a conversation.
But I'm trying to tell you that's what it means, so that if the Chiefs won, you'll say, I said that they would win. If they lose, you go, I told you not to be surprised. You didn't say that. That's
no,
what I'm
Rob,
trying to say.
Rob,
it's a middle of the road, you're on the fence for the game when you say don't be surprised. It doesn't mean anything.
I was not making a prediction, Rob Parker. If you asked me who's going to win the game and I said I wouldn't be surprised if it's the Chiefs, yes. I didn't answer, or if it's the Chargers, I didn't answer your question. You didn't ask me that question. I was making a statement that let me finish. I listened to you. I was saying I wouldn't be surprised if the Chargers win, and I would actually be shocked if the Chiefs blow them out. Now, when you asked me who's going to win, I said I think the Chiefs win a close game. But we're talking. Everything I say isn't a proclamation, a prediction. Everything doesn't have to be a prediction.
I just hear it too often where people
don't bring that to me because when it's
saying,
time to make a prediction, I make a prediction.
When people use that to me, it's a middle. Well,
to
I just
me.
Told you. That's why I called you out on it. I don't think it's
called
a
call me out.
Yeah,
you
I did.
Call me out on what? You didn't ask. I wasn't making a prediction.
It's a middle of the road statement that doesn't say anything.
I
wouldn't be surprised.
Okay.
What does that mean?
Okay. That's fine. If you're limited in that way,
I'm limited.
And you yes, only can understand black
at Columbia
and white,
Journalism
no
School.
Nuance.
I'm limited.
There's
at a
no
PhD
nuance.
At NYU, I'm limited.
Oh,
I'm so dumb.
Throw out credentials
yes,
because
you're trying to say I'm dumb or something.
No,
like I don't know.
You're trying to say you only understand black and
you're,
white.
You're limited. You don't know what you're talking about.
You can't understand.
You kidding me? You must
you
be crazy.
You can't understand nuance. Everything has to be black and white. Yes or no. That's all I understand. Because nothing else matters.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Let's talk about another team out west, and that's the San Francisco 49ers, who really, Rob, have one of the most intriguing and interesting situations in the league with their quarterback situation. You got a team that's built to win now, but you're trying to play a young quarterback, and we'll see if he's ready. He didn't look ready after week one. Trey Lance had the lowest completion rate, 46% in the league, had the lowest passer rating, 50 in the league. Now, granted, he was playing in a rainstorm, but still. And Steve Young, the Hall of Famer, who led the Niners to a Super Bowl, he had some comments recently about Trey Lance. Here he is.
Let's not dance around the truth. Trey's got a nearly impossible job. How many bodies have been broken trying to do that? Death or glory, right? And it's 95% death. I got to be honest with you. This job has always been a Super Bowl or bust job. Let's admit it. It's a high wire act for anybody. Trey's goal right now is not to hold the team back.
Rob?
I don't, impossible job, I guess, just from the standpoint that it ain't about just making the playoffs. They've already done that. They've been to the Super Bowl within, you know, a couple years ago. So I understand that standpoint that there's a lot of pressure. It's a unique position to be in. And it's not like it's impossible, Chris, because Kansas City moved away from a very competent quarterback, right? And felt that Patrick Mahomes was that guy. And he could lead them to the next step. So right. If you make a move like that, not impossible, but you need a guy and you got to feel confident that he is like a Patrick Mahomes. He's young enough. He's going to make the right plays. You know what I mean? He's explosive. He has all this other stuff that you look for. And he's going to make the throws that Jimmy G can't make.
And seeing it with Mahomes in practice.
No, right. You
know? So they knew. It's like, oh, this is.
We talked
ready.
About it before with Aaron Rodgers when they gave up on Brett Favre.
Right.
They knew, Chris. Were they rolling the dice?
No, they knew.
They knew. Brett Favre played three more years and went to an NFC championship game with the Vikings. They knew he had more left. But they knew they had somebody. And that is what I don't get, or the feeling I don't have from the 49ers, Chris. That's why this is such a crapshoot. If this was Justin Herbert,
it wouldn't even be
an issue. We wouldn't have this conversation.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't think impossible because, Rob, I don't think it's Super Bowl or bust. I think if they make the playoffs and get maybe win a game, because they were in the NFC title game last year, so they're not going to be happy with just making the playoffs or even just winning one game. But let's say they get there, win a game, and Trey shows consistent improvement, and by the end of the year, you're like there's no doubt in any of our minds. And I'm not saying he's going to be Justin Herbert or Patrick Mahomes by the end of the year. He might not be that good, but let's say he's answered all of our questions. You hear what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, we're like, okay, now this dude he's the future. Okay. If that happens and they get to just the second round and lose, I think they'll be okay in San Francisco, but it is a very tough situation, as you said it right. Look at the majority of the young quarterbacks who come into the league. The reason we're not ripping or even talking a lot about Trevor Lawrence is because he's on a bad team.
Right.
If he were playing for the Niners throwing 12 touchdowns and 17 interceptions last year. Oh, he'd be a serious conversation, right? Zach Wilson, any of these young guys, they generally go to bad teams. You don't expect them to win.
That's why
it's
that's
just
why
all
they're
about
top
their
picks.
Development.
Right. Normally top picks go to bad teams. That's the history of it.
And this is unique in that you're trying to develop a young quarterback with a winning team, with a team that could win the Super Bowl. Now, they did do it with Mahomes, but to your point, Rob, first of all, he was a 10th pick, not the third pick. And also they knew how great he was. They had seen it for a full year in practice. You heard the stories. Oh, this dude is the truth. Like, you know, it really was no doubt. And Rob, I think I get why they went and got another quarterback. And yes, Jimmy G is limited and he can't, you know, he's not a Pro Bowl type quarterback. But beyond that, Rob, I think it was the injuries. The fact that he just can't stay healthy. Like, I think if he had played five seasons in San Francisco and was healthy, first of all, they might have a Super Bowl. The way he, you know, the only two full seasons he played there, he got them to the NFC title game. And we talked about it last year. They're a dropped interception away from maybe going to another Super Bowl.
Right. It wasn't like they were out of it totally. They were close to going to a Super Bowl, Chris.
And Rob, Jimmy G, look, we all know he hasn't won one. We all know he's not an all-pro type quarterback. But I believe they could win a Super Bowl with Jimmy G. They were up, what, 10?
They were up 10 in the fourth quarter.
With 8-9 minutes left in the fourth quarter against Kansas City. And none of us are going to say he, like, put the team on his back. But to say he doesn't make a difference... Like, they carried him. Well, then why don't they carry whoever replaces him when he doesn't play?
Because it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. There's something about certain guys. He wins. Yep. And you could poo-poo it all you want and say it's this or that, but you just said it. They have put other guys in, and it's not the same magic. It doesn't work.
Rob, I don't think that I mean, I think the 49ers would be nuts to be certain on Trey Lance because we just haven't seen enough. And I look, he might be all that. He's got the physical tools. You know, I'm giving him some time, but I'm just saying, like, I've heard people say he is their future. Is he? I mean, maybe. Let's not act like we haven't seen top three picks stumble. Sam Darnold was a number three pick.
Chris,
happens all the time.
The scrap heap is filled with top picks.
Absolute. Jamarcus Russell.
Right. Was the overall number one pick, right?
Yep. Ryan Leaf.
Another one. Can't miss. We heard all these guys. And they didn't.
Mitch Trubisky was a second pick. Marcus Mariota was a number two pick. Tua. Now people are questioning Tua.
And they won. And they still don't even feel good about him.
I mean, so we don't know what Trey Lance is going to be. And Rob, and you've always kind of pointed out some of Kyle Shanahan's missteps, whether as a head coach or a offensive coordinator for Atlanta when they lost the Super Bowl to Tom Brady and the Patriots. And I think your criticism of Kyle Shanahan comes down to this. He wants to show us
how smart he is.
And Rob, besides the injuries, which we all can agree, they had to go do something at quarterback because Jimmy G just wasn't able to stay healthy. But I also think, Rob, Shanahan felt like, man, I can't use everything in my bag with Jimmy G. And he looked at Trey Lance and said, I can unload the bag
with that guy.
With Trey Lance, right?
Because he has all of these other talents.
Yep.
And he can do like the playbook that I want where Jimmy G can't. And Chris, it's like the television business. And Chris will know what I'm talking about. If you've been around for a while and there's a new producer or somebody comes in and they take over a show, they don't get any credit with you, Chris, because you were already there. You weren't their guy.
Right.
Right. They bring in one of their own guys and they blow up. Then they say, right. I'm the one who found Chris Broussard and I'm the one who put him on and the ratings went through the roof.
Right.
If I just stick with the guys who are already there, I'll never get credit.
Great point.
Right? If you're a coach, it's the same thing. It's like, I found this guy. We moved up in the draft, Chris, for this guy. We identified his talent. He took my playbook, ran with it, and we won a Super Bowl. I'm a genius.
Right, right. You're right. But and my thing, Rob, is, and it's the same thing I say about Jerry Jones. First of all, it's not about you. As a coach, it isn't about you. And I get, look, we're all human beings. We all want credit. We all want to utilize all the talents and gifts we have. I'm not going to sit here and act like a coach is a bad guy for wanting people to recognize that, hey, he's a really good coach. He's smart. He knows what he's doing, blah, 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 win awards, all that. But the way, Rob, I think the way to get there is to do what is best for your team to win. It's not about you showing off. Because you're going to, if they would have won one or two of those two Super Bowls with Jimmy G, Kyle Shanahan's getting major love.
No doubt about it.
Nobody's saying, oh, he didn't really, like you talk at the end of, let's say they just run the ball or, you know, run out the clock against Kansas City. Instead of, you know, they had Jimmy G throwing it. And some of it, you know, they had to throw. I get it. But Kyle Shanahan would get the credit just for winning. Just like, what are we sitting, Rob? And we're not the only ones. People give Jimmy G credit.
Right.
It's not that he's lit up the stat sheet, but he wins.
Let me say this. I remember I covered a game, Chris, in Detroit. Bill Parcells was coaching the Jets, and they needed to win that game to make the play. Like that was their game. They needed to win against the Lions at the old Pontiac Silverdome. That's how long ago this was. The Jets are down at the 1 or 2 yard line, 1.5 yard line, Chris. First and goal. They just score a touchdown, and essentially they win the game.
Right.
Bill Parcells' first play, Chris, at the 1 yard line is a halfback option where a rookie running back throws a pick in the end zone.
Wow.
That's like, I'm showing you how smart I am.
Right, absolutely.
Am I right?
Absolutely.
Like a rookie guy who you're supposed to know, Chris, if it ain't there, throw it out of bounds. You got three more downs. He throws a pick in the end zone. They lose the game, and they don't make the playoffs. I remember watching it.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. It's
if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
And I'm going to bring in Rob G as well. Interesting situation on Monday with Micah Parsons. Rob G, explain to us what happened. He was supposed to be on Undisputed with Skip and Shannon, and he never showed up.
Chris, he was supposed to be a weekly
right.
guest. That's what I was shocked. I thought it was an appearance, you know what I mean, where he blew them
right.
off. But they signed a deal for him to do it every week.
And didn't they put, Rob G, they put a camera?
Built a camera and set up in his house. They
yep.
were promoting it. He was promoting it. And when it came time for him to show up on Tuesday morning, according to both Skip and Shannon on air, he just ghosted them. Did not respond.
Didn't even respond to calls or anything.
Went radio silent
right.
altogether. And, of course, when the media got a hold of him on Wednesday, the Cowboys media asked him about his no-show. And he said, quote, "My starting quarterback went down and we lost. I didn't think it was appropriate for me to be on the show at that point. I need to step up and be a leader, and I shouldn't be on TV. It should be in this locker room. That's where my focus should be right now."
Well, let me ask you this quickly, because we obviously got a lot to say about this. What's the future of this segment? Is it ended or is he going
to according to all parties involved, they hope to have him on Tuesday for next
week. Okay, so Rob, to me, that kind of nullifies what Micah Parsons just said. Like, I need to step up and be a leader, and it is in the locker room, not on TV. But yet next Tuesday, you're going to go on TV. It sounds like if things are going well, if we're winning, then sure, I'll be on. But if we're not, I got to be a leader and not go on.
This is the issue I have, Chris.
Can I?
Go ahead.
Because I think you're going to go somewhere else. So let me just get this in too. I can understand after Dak Prescott gets hurt, you lose a big game that, you know, and y'all look terrible. If you look, you sign a deal, you should go on the air. But if you don't think it's appropriate, there's a legitimacy to that. It's not appropriate. We just lost our quarterback. But it's appropriate for you to call Skip or Shannon or the producer, text them, whatever. Let them know on Monday. If not Sunday night, they played the game Sunday night. If on Monday, let them know. Guys, blah, 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 blah. This happened. Dak, I don't feel comfortable doing. That's all you had to do. The fact that you didn't contact anybody, that's to me what's even more egregious.
Yeah, it's unprofessional. It just is. I mean, if Fox didn't send you the check after you did it, you would be calling them. And you would expect somebody to pick up the phone, Chris. Am I right?
Absolutely. Rob, it's like if I just don't show up for the show.
Right.
Don't call anybody. Don't let you know. Don't text you. I just don't show up.
No, we got a problem, right? We got a big problem. If you don't contact us, here's my other thing. Okay, I'm surprised. Surprise, surprise, surprise that he even agreed to do this. Chris, this isn't a softball radio interview with the broadcaster who covers the team. Do you know what I mean? Like, guys do that when they have a radio hit once a week.
With our man Nui Scruggs.
Right. You know what I mean? But it's just Nui ain't going to say nothing crazy, Chris, right? Nobody is.
Right.
When it's local radio or you just got a local hit and there's nothing.
Guys do that all the time.
Skip and Shannon, a real show. Dude, they're going to make headlines every week.
They're going to challenge you.
Yes. I'm stunned that they
got. They're going to ask you big questions.
About Dak. Hey, he was bad. He was terrible. Can Dak get you there? Is he good enough?
Yep.
Those are the questions. I don't believe Skip and Shannon are going to sit there and toss softballs. I've never seen it.
They're
so
not.
I'm surprised that he would do it. I know Skip is a Cowboys fan, Chris, but guess what? I've seen Skip throw Dak Prescott's jersey in the garbage can.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. No, you're right, Rob. That's a great point. And look, the Cowboys could have nixed it themselves. But you are like, look, if Micah Parsons goes on there, because Skip is going to be saying what he's saying. And some of it might be critical of the Cowboys, right?
And Jerry
and
Jones.
And Shannon's definitely going to be critical of him. And Jerry Jones and the Zeke and all his teammates.
Right.
What's he going to do? Because you notice, if he's not saying anything, if he's just giving cliches, if he's just protecting his team, you know, saying all the right things, being politically correct, he ain't going to last long.
No, because nobody wants to hear that, Chris.
No,
and
they don't want to waste their show, full segment or two of their show for just spouting cliches.
Right, they'll be like, and people will tune out. There's nothing here. He's not giving me anything. What am I watching?
He's saying the same thing, like you said, that he says to the local reporters.
Right.
What's the point?
Exactly.
Or you go the other way and you really get down, right? Like you say, you speak your mind, you know. Yeah, Cooper Rush. I mean, come on. We supposed to win with Cooper Rush?
Right.
Really?
You say that, and now people are like, oh, exactly. This is must-see TV. Right?
It's must-see TV, and then you got issues in the locker room. You know what I mean? It kills your team. Zeke ain't what he used to
be.
Zeke
was good 4 years ago. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like
Pollard should be the starter. I mean, really, like, what's he going to say if Shannon says that? Man, look, Zeke just ain't what he used to be. It's obvious, man. Pollard should be starting. If he says the cliche, nah, man, we still believe in Zeke. Okay, what did you get? Right? Is that what I want to watch, Rob? Or if you say, you know, what you really, you know, we think might be in your heart, if you just call it like it is, then you got problems. So that's a great point, Rob. It just doesn't make sense. He'd be better off going on like a sports center or something.
Well, you're not going to get
it's not debate. It's not, you know, you're not looking for anything you know, you're not expecting to get anything juicy or controversial.
When I heard it was every month, every Tuesday, I was stunned. I really was. Not on that show.
Well, think about it, Rob.
It's a great gift for them if they if they can get something out of him and he's must see. So I don't have – that's not the thinking.
No, it's not on them at all.
Right, the thinking is smart. Right, the thinking is smart.
And it's just, you know, think about the guys that are on shows like this. They're generally retired. You get a current player to do a one-off, right? But as far as regular appearances, what current player – I mean, I may be missing somebody. What current player is doing this? What current players do, Rob, is they have their own podcast.
Yep.
And they say, you know, they can say whatever they want, you know. But this is different. And look, like you said, it's a great gift for Skip and Shannon. And
look,
it's going
to
be interesting.
Look at Aaron Rodgers and Joe Burrow. They go to safe spaces, Chris, where they're not going to be challenged. They're not going to be asked follow-up.
McAfee doesn't challenge Rodgers
at all.
It works because he gets Rodgers. You know, Rodgers, you can still say stuff, but you control it, you know? But you're right. McAfee doesn't challenge him and push back or anything.
How many times do we listen to an interview and go, ask him this, or, you know, like, what about that? Nothing.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, because we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.